This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
This heightened expectation, let us receive God's servant, our Father, as God uses him this morning to bless us. Clap some more for the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are standing on holy ground. Let's worship him in that song with our heart connected to heaven, because something is bursting forth this morning. The cloud is thick. There's coming showers of rain upon everyone grass in the field. If that includes you, let me hear your loudest amen. There is a presence here this morning that will make a difference in everyone's life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I go into his presence very early this morning with access to sounds from heaven. It will be one event you will live to remember for many years to come. In the name of Jesus. Father, we all look up to you. Our eyes are all on you. Reveal yourself to us. Take all the praise. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated, please. I have this my God ordained companion on my journey into strange levels. without any concern. I've never heard any challenge responding to his call. I've never had to think through how would this be seen. We've had a jolly ride together. From level to level. She's been an asset to me. An asset of inestimable value. My lack of concern at home enhances my smooth walk with Jesus. You know, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. So we see good reward today because God made it happen. I'd like my wife to just make a remark this morning before I teach. Join me, welcome this young girl. Amen.
Please, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. This morning, again, I count it a very great privilege. And I don't even know where to start from right now. I just want to say that it pays to obey the Word of God. And the Word of God works. It works everywhere for anybody that is ready to make it to work. In marriage, in family, in ministry, we've received God's word again and again upon this mountain. And the atmosphere right now is very, very thick. Like I did mention the day before yesterday, there is always a voice behind the voice. God's voice again this morning will be coming to us. Let's reach out for that impartation. This is a ground of encounter. None of us is permitted to return the same way we came. Amen. It's a great privilege for me to be counted worthy by God to be married to God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. Last year, by the grace of God, made it 40 years since we were married. And before we got married, we were in courtship for 6 years. So that makes it this year about 47 years. And I can tell you that the fire that was in him at that time is getting stronger and brighter. And that's why I said it's a great privilege for me, because I know where I was then spiritually and I know where I am right now. I can tell everybody all over the world, I am a living proof that the word of God works. God has used him to teach me every aspect of life, including faith, including family life, including vision, including revelation, including divine health. And I've said, I don't know where I would have been without God and without him in my life. I count it a great privilege that I will never take for granted. And I say it clearly that when we get to heaven at the fullness of days and years and the full time of age, if there is a way for God to make my mansion just to be next to him, it's my greatest request. And this is not flattery. This is not flattering. I don't think I would have been on this planet Earth today were it not for the word of faith that God has given to him. Many times in our journey in life, when things look like they are turning the other way around, many times he tell me, relax, relax. The plane is trying to go the other way around. He will tap me and say, relax. Sometimes at the beginning, God, how can the man relax in this situation? But at the end of the day, it always works. It will keep working for you and I. Your own testimony will be stronger. Spouses, husband, wife in ministry, working together as a team, makes the home environment conducive for the Holy Spirit. It shall be so for every one of us. Again, it's a privilege for me, and I'm grateful to God. Thank you very much. God bless us all.
Shall we rise to our feet? I'm speaking to a subject this morning. First time I'll be doing that. It's captioned Enlistment in the Lifelong School of Wisdom. Enlistment in the Lifelong School of Divine Wisdom. Enlistment in the Lifelong School of Divine Wisdom, where no man graduates. Enlistment in the Lifelong School of Divine Wisdom, from where no man graduates. For there is more hope for a child than for an old foolish king who will no longer be admonished. Ecclesiastes 10, 4 and verse 13. Enlistment. I like you, the reason why we're standing is to receive grace to enlist. The day you think you graduate, you begin to degenerate. Lo prombi ke koki campro kenia no zuzo. E roble crocteno rediane tambara da balata sopenit. Grace to enlist with all the discipline required in the lifelong school of divine wisdom. I receive it this morning. Amen. Now go ahead and pray that prayer over your life. Before we get seated, please go ahead and pray. In Jesus' prayer, we have prayed to enlist in this lifelong school of divine wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his ways and his path past finding out. Oh, the depth, unsearchable depth we just keep searching more and more. And the more we search, there is much more to search. Why do we need it? Isaiah 33 verse 6. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of their times. Some have changed levels forward. First level, second level, and have changed levels backward. Two forward, three backward. One of my close individuals came to me last week. I just ran into him in the lobby of the office and he said, I don't know what happened. The church crashed from 500 to 10. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of their times. He didn't drop that way same day. So 500 to 400, you don't check what's going on. 400 to 200, you have refused to check. 200 to 100, and then what? Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of their times, and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is our access to this treasure. Come on now. Anyone's enlistment will be terminated where the fear of God stops. The fear of God is the only way to register in that school and to remain there. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9:10. And the knowledge of the Holy is understanding. It's gateway to understanding, as you mean. Psalm 111 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding of all they that do his commandment. Ministry cannot enjoy stability without wisdom. It's cheaper to attain to success than to sustain it. It's cheaper to attain to success than to sustain it. It's quite a feat to capture a baby lion. But to watch it grow, it's a little cat today, it's in the bedroom. But to watch it grow without taking appropriate steps, it will eat you up. Many have been eaten up by success, for they don't know how to sustain it. A hunter that captures a baby lion has accomplished a feat. He is on the front page. But to watch it grow without engaging appropriate strategies, it can be devastating, or to say it raw, destructive. We are in the wisdom era of the church. April 19, 1995, after going through the book of Proverbs, the Lord said to me, the church is in her wisdom era. Wisdom era. The waves of heaven's wisdom are come upon the church. How do I know? In the last days, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be established above the hills, and all and people shall flow into it. And many nations shall come and say, come, let's go to the mountain of the house of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us. The church will be teaching the world the way to go. The end time church will become the seat of heaven's wisdom on the earth. Come on now. The world will be looking for a solution from the church. It's not the wisdom of microbiology or ICT or engineering or architecture. Those are all lower realms of wisdom. That's not where it is. But through wisdom is a house built. The house of the Lord shall be exalted. So there will be release of heaven's wisdom. That will be building God's house to be above what the world knows. So the world will start looking for the wisdom of the church. To run. When trouble comes, they will know where to go. They found Joseph in the prison while looking for a solution. The world will be looking for solution providers from the church. It's repeated verbatim in Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2 to 3 shall come to pass in the last days, that the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. All nations shall flow into it. All nations. Many people shall go and say, come and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, house of the Lord. Oh, let's put pride aside to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways. These people don't feel the heat that we are feeling. What's going on there? They are men and women from another planet, I tell you. Because they are the only people smiling on the street. What have they found? Ameko tesine, embrobi aketandrona. Now, please watch. We are in a prophetic valley this morning. Many dry bones will bounce back to life. For through wisdom is a house built, and my understanding is established. And by knowledge shall all thy chambers be filled with all manner of precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-5. The end time church will be in custody of precious and pleasant riches. The silver is mine to build the house, and the gold is mine, says the Lord. And that tells you the wisdom waves that will be released upon the end time church in building this house. Wisdom has built our house and has winded out our seven pillars. Proverbs 9 and verse 1. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding has he established the heavens. Waves of creativity coming upon the church. This is not a human agenda. The Bible defines as the eternal purpose of God, which he purposed in Christ before the world began. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 8 to 11.
Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, Paul speaking, that I should teach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now, unto principalities and powers in heavenly places, by being known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. According to the eternal purpose of God, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Every wisdom that we humble principalities and powers, not just human beings. The Bible calls it, in Amplified Bible, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God. In all its innumerable aspects and infinite varieties. Innumerable aspects. Covering every area. Taking over every sphere of life. Maroska, egoka, pronga neke. Zenuzo. So it's not this thing we are talking about. You know, you are managing 500 people, you are struggling, you are sweating. No. 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 They complicated. That is, they can't find it here. There is no financial research institute where you can unravel the happiness in this commission. Yet, it's not abracadabra. Covenant wisdom. Come on now. I say what? Ways of wisdom are pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. But please get it. It is the eternal purpose of God, which he purposed in Christ Jesus. Eternal purpose. In Isaiah 14 and verse 24, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, forget about political gang-ups and small things. Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Verse 27. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, who shall this annoy? Forget about human institutions, political institutions. Zero, zero, zero. Until they can stop the sun from shining, they can't solve divine purpose. Ameko kanda gaka kokompre teno baluta so. Can't stop it. For the Lord of hosts has purpose. Who shall disannoy it? His hand is set for, and we shall turn it back. We are talking about God's eternal purpose for the end time church. The release of a deluge of heaven's wisdom that will cow principalities and powers, humble witches and wizards, get them on their knees. Thank you, Jesus. The end time church shall become the wisdom wonder of the world. What wisdom is this? That was the exclamation that defined Jesus' ministry. Matthew 13 verse 54. The end time church is being built till we come into the fullness of the stature of Christ. It's a building up. When the world will begin to say again, what wisdom is this? Ephesians 4 and verse 13. It shall be said of the end time church, this man was born there, and that man was born there. The Almighty himself shall establish her. The Almighty himself shall establish her. There is no single government finger on this ground. Yet, we've never had power out here since 1999. There is no breaking in of robbers. Cannot pick at her. The Almighty himself shall establish her. Watch out. We are in the world. We are not of the world. Psalm 87 and verse 1 to 7. There are no finished lines in the school of divine wisdom. Abraham Lincoln once said, I don't think much of a man who is not wiser today than he was yesterday. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. We have the example of Daniel, a man uniquely endowed. As for these four children, God gave them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, no skill and learning. What an endowment. And God revealed to Daniel an impossible secret that made Nebuchadnezzar to bow down and worship him. He became the wisdom bank of the kingdom of Babylon. There's a man in that kingdom. He has an answer to every question. Daniel 5, 11 and 12. And the Bible says about Daniel, an excellent spirit was in him. Daniel 6 and verse 3. Yet, I, Daniel, understood by books. There are no finished lines in the school of divine wisdom. That's why it's a school of lifelong learning. Tell us, one said, when you stop learning, you start dying. When you stop learning, you start dying. Young people in ministry, you better wake up. You are in the ABC class of wisdom. You know, you have crush puppies, they also wear graduation gowns. They say, why? It's moving to primary one. Amen. We have the example of Paul, a man endowed like Daniel of the Old Testament with wisdom. Peter said, and according to the wisdom given to our brother Paul, he was a man endowed with wisdom. 2 Peter 3:15. He had a lot of depth about God, which were not revealed in ages past. Ephesians 3:1-5. And yet Paul said, bring me the books and my notes. 2 Timothy 4:13. There are no finished lines in the school of wisdom. There's nothing wrong with a second degree and a third degree and a fourth degree. It's not part of what we are talking about. It's not part of it. Divine wisdom does not wait for solutions. It creates them. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out the knowledge of witty inventions. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 12. Proverbs 8:12, please. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The earth was once without form and void, and the Lord by wisdom created the earth and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. Proverbs 3:19, Psalm 104 and verse 24. How manifold are thy works, O God, in wisdom as thou made them all. The earth is also full of thy riches. The Bible recognizes four kinds of wisdom. James chapter 3 and verse 15-17. This wisdom descended not from above. Now, please move back to 14. Let's start to find out why it's talking like that. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Can I tell you something? Nobody's success is the reason for another man's failure. The sky is so wide for two balls to collide. There is room for everybody in space. We have billions of balls in the air, yet it hasn't darkened the sun. Get off bitter envy and strife. Not part of your baggage. That's excess luggage. Don't need that. We are the church by us in those days in New Era Road. It's a little fence, a dwarf fence that divides us. Sir, not one disturb the other. We were there together 1989 to 1992. The other church came and said, please teach us about church growth. And we taught the pastor. This church was growing, the other one was growing. We started second service, they started second service. We moved to our side, they moved to their side. Come and give the Lord praise. All these stories jumping up and down. A lot of schemers in church. A lot of schemers going about with nonsense. This wisdom descended not from above, but essential, natural, common sense. You don't teach a baby where to put the nipple of the mother's breast. He doesn't put that in the air. He grabs the feeding bottle. Category 3. It has power over the category 2 and 1 to manipulate at will. When your intelligence can turn you to madness, straight has power over it. But the wisdom from above, category 4, supreme wisdom. It has power over principalities and powers. Devilish wisdom. Power. We tormented them here. We tormented those foul forces on this ground. Power. They brought someone to my office some years back. PhD from Harvard. Mentor. Mentor. I was going to pray for a challenged person who was mentally derailed within the family setting. And the Lord said, don't. I said, what is it, Lord? You were meant to be in that situation. So it backfired. The wisdom from above is superior. Why would this man be? Go. Let's turn him upside down. He said, okay, I turn you upside down. The greatest challenge in the school of wisdom is the Laodicean syndrome. I'm rich. I have need for nothing. Not knowing that you are poor and wretched and blind. Revelation 3 and verse 18. Compare with what God has in store for you. You are nowhere now. I'm nowhere now. Verse 17. Because thou sayest, I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, I have need for nothing. And rest now that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that thy shame, the shame of thy nakedness, do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eyelid, that thou mayest see. The church is largely a victim of the Laodicean syndrome, saying they don't need any more. Why? It's got a master's degree in church administration. And it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. What is wisdom? Okay, we are trying to analyze the four levels of wisdom, which we have done. Category four is where you belong. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Now, let me tell you why you belong there. How you belong there. Everything produces after its kind. A dog does not need to go for training to bark. It's in its nature. It's in the wisdom of the dog. A sheep does not go to school to learn how to bleat. Meh, meh is part of his nature. A man does not need to go, a child of a man does not need to go to school to know where to wee-wee. It's in his nature. The wisdom of man is in him. So when you become a child of God, with the wisdom of God resides in you. And it's a wisdom from above. It's your birthright. It's a wisdom. It's the birthright of our children. Matthew 11:19. It's our birthright. You become a child of God. You assess the wisdom of God naturally. Naturally is in you. Again, let's look at it. As salvation, Jesus comes into your heart. I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens the door, I will come in and settle in with him. Revelation 3:20. And this Jesus is defined, is said to be the wisdom and the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24. So the wisdom and the power of God comes to reside in you and me at salvation. Again, we're trying to identify or define what you carry. Your wisdom potential. A redemption. Now, in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in all his wisdom resides in you. That sparks hope of a great future. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, in Christ dwells or are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and he dwells in you. So in you and me dwells all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Not just kwekwe wisdom. For by him were all things made, and without him was not anything made that was made. So in you and me is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge as contained in Christ, who now dwells in you. My God. In Revelation 5 verse 12, Jesus rose from the dead and obtained for us a sevenfold redemptive package, which includes power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. Wisdom obtained for us. And so with all this stuff, we now have the mind of Christ. Come and give the Lord praise. But this treasure has to be steered to manifest. That's where the problem has been. It's in you and me, but we require to be steered to manifest. Whereby put in remembrance, 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6 and 7, whereby put in remembrance that thou steer up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind that must have to be steered. That's why we enlist in the school. Of lifelong learning and divine wisdom. Engaging the steering demands of this heavy treasure in us. What are the tools for the steering of this treasure? Now, if you have a cup of tea and maybe you use sugar and then you put some granules of sugar in it, but it's not steered, you'll be tasting sugarless tea while the sugar is resting at the bottom of the cup. Many sweet destinies are just tasteless because of lack of steering of the treasure that gives it taste. Steering. If you just dump salt in your soup and you don't steer it, you will have to cope with it. Saltless soup, because it's not steered. The salt is staying in one corner and you are taking your soup in another corner. Good luck. There is a recovery of the taste of your life. So the first tool for steering is the word, which is defined as the rod. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. The seven spirits of God will rest upon him. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. And we saw Jesus, the carrier of the seven spirits of God. Revelation 4, 5. Revelation 5, 6. The seven spirits of God was resting upon Christ. And Christ is the living word of God. So we engage the rod of the word in steering this rich deposit of hidden treasures of all wisdom and knowledge. Steer it. In Psalm 19 and verse 7 to 8, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. It makes wise. Psalm 119, verse 98. Thou by thy commandment hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Always cheering. And from childhood, and from a child that has known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. 2 Timothy 3, 15. So we engage the rod of the word in steering this hidden treasure of wisdom and knowledge. Hidden treasure of wisdom and knowledge. Number two, we engage in this steering through meditation in the word. Meditation in the word. I have more understanding of my teachers because thy word is my meditation. How love are thy law is my meditation all the day long. Verse 97. It's my meditation all the day long. Now, through thy commandments, you made me wiser. We said that before. Verse 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditations. We steer it through meditation. In Luke 15, verse 17 to 20, the prodigal son came to himself and began to steer. Oh boy, come. He came to himself. Would you like to die like this? You want your end to be like this? Can't you think back how your father's house looked like? What's going on here? He preached to himself, made altar call, answered the altar call, and went for counseling. It's time to come to yourself. Why is this thing not working? What must I do to make it work? And Isaac went to the field to meditate there. So it's a program. Genesis 24 verse 63. And Isaac went out to the field to meditate there. Proverbs 18 and verse 1. Through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh an intermeddler with all wisdom. After we got this land, I was away in London for one purpose. Lord, you've given us the land. What do you want to use the land for? Labora de shaga labora pole potiana sembroba tikine mori shaga labalatos. He began to show me the pattern. 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 The pattern is here. The pattern is here now. Through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh an intermeddler with all wisdom. Meditation. We stir it by meditation. Let us reason together. If you are willing and obedient, we eat the good of the land. Come, let's reason together. Number three, we steer it through the prayer of inquiries. Prayer of inquiries. Call upon me, I'm going to answer you and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Jesus, why is this church not growing? And I said humorously, if it keeps growing at this pace, this church will be 1,000 people when I'll be 100 years old. No, that's a wasted life. Why is this church not growing? Prayer of inquiry. It's only those who ask questions that are entitled to answers. Prayer of inquiries. What is draining the fire inside me? Why am I appearing on the altar dry and dredgy? What is going on? What is wrong with my life? What's going on around me? Prayer of inquiry. And David inquired of the Lord, shall I go up? 2 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 18 to 20. And when they came in and carted away his people captive, he inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue them? 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6 to 9. And God answered. You don't ask questions, you are not entitled to answers. You are not entitled to answers. We don't only serve a prayer answering God, we serve a question answering God. Ask sincere questions. Don't ask questions for which you already hold the answer in your hand. Don't ask a question for which you already have the answer. Oh God, shall I go to Germany? Yes, I'm already gone. I'm just informing you. Number four, very important. A life of joy and rejoicing is one of the ways to steer this gift. Job 32, verse 7 and 8. I said days should speak, and multitude of years should teach knowledge or teach wisdom. But there's a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Inspiration is a product of a lifestyle of joy and rejoicing. Joy and rejoicing. With joy shall ye draw water out of the well of salvation. Isaiah 12 verse 3. The reason why we don't flow in inspiration is that we are cumbered with too many things. Oh God. Is this the way my life will end? I'm sorry for myself. I'm sorry for my wife. I'm sorry for everybody. Life is not treating me well. I need to let you know that. But you know, Papa shouldn't hear that. But let me tell you the true God. Life is not treating me well. You know, you are disconnecting from the required inspiration through which divine wisdom flows. Somebody once asked me, Brother David, do you ever have a problem? I said, maybe it came, I didn't know. Maybe it came, I didn't know. During the time of my wife's challenge, I was flowing in inspiration. Solution bearing inspiration. It didn't get on me, sir. No, I needed God's presence. That will show me the path of life, for in thy presence. You need his presence to assess the path of life. And you can't have his presence without joy and rejoicing. You can't. You can't make a fish to attend a meeting in this chapel. No. He can't survive it. God can't survive a joyless environment. God cannot survive a joyless environment. So you can't assess the path of life. You'll be struggling with guesswork. 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 When I said, why is this not growing? I wasn't groaning. I just know there's a way out. Can I hear your amen? Every time you're confronted, convince yourself, one, there's a way out. Come and say with me, there's a way out. Oh. When our last daughter was accosted by the spirit of death, I went to the staff meeting, had a good time with them, smiled, rejoiced, got to my office, and sat down on my chair and rolled on it. Jesus, there must be a way out. In that atmosphere, one, two, three, four, scriptural arrows. Wow, wow, wow. That was the end of it. Joy and rejoicing steers inspiration. Which causes the flow of divine wisdom. Number five, keeping company with the wise. Keeping company with the wise. He that walks with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. It's a lifelong journey, sir. Somebody has said you'll be the same thing that you are today in 5 years' time, except for two things. The books you read and the people with whom you work. You'll be the same thing. Just go about, people are going nowhere. Do you know what they are doing in that ministry? Nonsense. What they are doing in that one? Nonsense. Busy body in other men's matters. Friendship is not by force, it's by choice. Only fools walk with men of unlike minds. Only fools walk with men of unlike minds. I prayed one whole night, Jesus, disconnect me from everybody going backward. 1982, December 31, down to January 1, 1983. Make my ears deaf to things that do not edify, and my eyes blind to things that do not build up. It was Psalm 1:1-3 that took me to the mountain. And God had me. For blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor see himself scornful, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and upon it he doth meditate day and night. Shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. It will bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. God, I want to prosper. Disconnect me. Disconnect me. I became consciously conscious of relationship that I keep. Consciously conscious, overly conscious. Walking with the wise has wisened me up. I contacted Wisdom from working with Egan. Wisdom of the Eagle from working with Ora Robert. Wisdom from working with Copeland, the wisdom of abundance without stress. The wisdom of explosive church growth has given to Young Icho. Walk with the wise, you are wise. Walk with the wise, you are wise. Walk with the wise, you are wise. Iron sharpens iron. Let's identify some boosters of the treasure of wisdom within us. We have looked at how to steer it. Let's now look at the boosters thereof. Number one booster of the treasure of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. How many of us enjoyed the gospel of yesterday? Did you enjoy it? When you drop from category 4, sir, you will go down to 3. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. If you get delivered from it, you go to level 2. Just cracking mathematics, psychology, philosophy. My God. And when it's not working, you go back to common sense. The master booster of the hidden treasure of wisdom is the fear of God as a lifestyle. Ah. The testimony of Joseph, but I fear God. Genesis 42 and verse 18. And Pharaoh said, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as wise and discreet as thou art. He's a master booster of the treasure of wisdom. Watch. Daniel purposed in his heart not to defy himself. Daniel 1:8. Now, they could not find any error in him. Daniel 6:4 and 5. Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, take over. He took over the government. Is the master booster of the hidden treasure of wisdom. Number two booster is the ever-growing love for God and the interest of his kingdom. David, a man after God's own heart. Hear what that woman said in 2 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 20. To fetch this form of speech, as thy servant Joab done this thing, and my Lord, referring to David, is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are in the earth. What? That's David. His only credential, David, I found a man with a heart for me. Praise God. So the wisdom of God got boosted in him. Now, Solomon came, and Solomon loved the Lord. And 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon was wiser
than all the men of the east, and all the kings of the earth came to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
The love of God is a booster of the treasure of wisdom. The next booster is addiction to the study of the word. Addiction to the study of the word. Addiction to the study of the word. It keeps boosting the treasure of wisdom in our life.
Whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them is a wise man.
Matthew 7, 24 and 25.
Luke 11, 49. And the wisdom of God said, God's word is God's wisdom imprinted. God's word is God's wisdom imprinted.
It keeps God's wisdom boosted in our life.
Henry Ford said, when you stop learning, you are old. Whether at 20 or at 80, keep learning, you are young, whether at 80 or at 20. The best thing to do is to keep learning.
It also said in the education sphere that a degree loses its virtues in 5 years of graduation when nothing is added to it. You have been reduced to an illiterate. You have lost touch with happiness.
Back to where we began from, Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 13. There is more hope for a child, for an old than for an old foolish king who will no more be admonished.
Now, let me say this.
By the world that shows you what to carry, you have been imparted.
I can't hear your amen.
By the world that shows you what to carry, you have been imparted. You know, in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 2, Elisha asked this widow of the prophet, what hast thou in thy house? He said, nothing. Yeah, go away. What hast thou now in this house? All the hidden treasure of wisdom and knowledge, as contained in Christ, is in this house.
Amen.
What hast thou in thy house? I have Colossians 2, 3. I have 1 Corinthians 2, 16. I have the mind of Christ. I have the wisdom and the power of God in this house.
Come on now. That's impartation.
That's impartation.
Amen. Now, I was in a meeting many years ago, and this man of God was speaking from 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
If the ministry of death was glorious, how much more glorious shall the ministry of life be? As the word was coming, my head was sparking. Literally, sir, literally. Something jacked open in my brain. That there is more in me than there was in Daniel.
Come on now.
Impartation. And the Spirit entered into me.
when he spake unto me.
The wisdom of God is God's solution bank to all human problems. God's solution bank to all human issues. It carries the virtues of witty inventions, unlimited capacity to create solutions. Come on now. Unlimited capacity to create solutions. It delivers from stress and strain. All our ways are ways of pleasantness. All our paths are peace.
He has long life in his right hand, but his left hand riches and honor.
All that you can desire is not to be compared with her. Everything you and I will ever need
is available in this hidden treasure of divine wisdom. It's your turn. In Genesis 21 and verse 19, Hagar put away Ishmael. He didn't want to see him die of thirst. And the Lord opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. Somebody has seen something this morning. You don't have to die of thirst. There's a well of water. There's a wisdom way forward from where you are to your next levels.
There's a wisdom stabilizing power available not to suffer setbacks and backward trend, downward trend. You never know downward trend again.
Because wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is what keeps the channel flowing. Brand new day.
Yeah.
Brand new day.
Yeah.
Brand new day.
Yeah.
Brand new day.
Yeah.
And 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 brand new day.
Yeah.
One day, our Bishop Benson Idahosa, a man of many parts, he was running in that meeting. Follow me and I will make you. And the Holy Ghost just came on me right there. He said, your making is in following. When you stop following, I stop making. Your making is in following me, not following you. Following me. Matthew 4:19. It was my takeaway from that meeting. Follow me and I will make you. Stop following me, I stop making you. You have many takeaways from here. Receive help from above to go and trade these treasures in the name of Jesus.
Receive grace
to go and trade this treasure. Our ministry is restful because it's structured. It's structured, no guesswork. The spiritual content is structured. It's not preach anything you find on the street. The administration is structured. The finances structured. I don't have to write any will when I'm going to heaven. The will is already written. And it's being read while I'm here. It's not like we don't know the will. The will is written. Like I told everyone in church, I said, I have written my will. I pass to you Matthew 33 with all the treasures in it. My biological children, my spiritual children, sons and daughters of the prophets. That's my will. I've written it. I wrote it in 1976. Amen. And I'm giving it to you for free. All the things that others are dying to get, they shall be added to you. Now I can add that. He's the one who asked it. And he told you what you will do for him to add it. You have a great future. 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 Learning is the lifestyle of the wise. There is no end to learning in the school of divine wisdom. So brace up. 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 I want to introduce to you some material before we have the prophetic blessings coming upon us. Because within the next 7 months, something out of this world will start turning on in your life. As you choose to enlist in the lifelong school of divine wisdom, it shall be from glory to glory. It shall be from glory to glory. Let me tell you what I learned. I read a book by Oral Roberts, Science and Wonders. Somebody borrowed it from me, I think, and I never got it back. I couldn't get it. I went as far as to Tulsa to check in their archives. They couldn't find it. So I looked at it online and decided to put all of my writings into volumes according to their topical issues. To avoid one being missing and we can't find. And those days were not computer days, so they are lost, you can't find it again. I want you to check which of these ones will help you online to avoid carrying luggages about and take time to register in the school of lifelong learning. For those who are writing here, if you are not a reader, you'll be a poor writer. It is the things garnered from what we read that we process into new insight that we write. Whether we quote those things or not, it doesn't matter, but they have fed your thoughts and helped to refine your thoughts in doing your writing. If you are not a reader, don't bother writing. Nobody will read it. Nobody will read it, sir. I was in Indonesia and I saw a book in Indonesian language. Except I saw my name there, I didn't know they are talking about it. They saw it, they had no contact to do anything, they just reproduced by them. So they interpret, the translator began to do it. Only readers qualify to attract leaders. You write nonsense if you're not a reader. Iron sharpens iron. Come and Steve and put this up. So I have the following here that would help. These are my writings on faith. They have about 5 books into one. We call them legacy publications. Praise God. These are my writings on the word. And that tells you how much time I've spent searching the mind of God from his word and from anointed teachers of the word. And the little light he showed me is in this volume. We just talked about wisdom this morning. These are developments on wisdom. I was reading down this morning around 2 a.m. Excellency of Wisdom that I wrote in 1992. It's just fresh as when it was written. They were not just mere floating ideas. Learning is the lifestyle of the wise. This is about the Holy Spirit, the Baba Commander himself, of everything that makes the believer. Praise God. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He's the one that shows us light. He enlightens our understanding. And then we have this on the supernatural, which is our natural estate as believers. The wind blows where it listeth. You hear the sound thereof. You can't tell where it's coming from, where it's going. So it's everyone that is born of the Spirit. This is about 4 volumes. And then on success, people are looking for it. The biblical mystery behind a successful life. Sustainable, successful life. Not success today and failure tomorrow. Sustainable. Whatever the Lord does, whatever is accomplished by the world, endures for life. And then consecration. Like the new gospel that we taught on yesterday. I mean, understood that new gospel. It's not new. I mean, it's just dealing with the other gospel that the enemy is introduced into the world to keep us on our toes in preparing for the coming of the Lord. Jesus is Lord. There's a little piece I wrote here titled Conquering Controlling Powers. You can finish reading that between here and the airport. The main text is working in the newness of life. Dealing with the sin nature. Subduing sin nature under your feet by the finished work of Christ on the cross. These materials will be a lot of help to you now that you are enlisting in the lifelong school of divine wisdom. I look forward to nothing else but you're scaling new heights and sustaining it. Your success will never become history. No. No. Even when your time on earth is over, if Christ has not come, it will keep growing. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise, everybody. None of us is there. Everyone remains a student. If I were there, I would stop learning. No. That thinks he knows anything, let him know that he does not know anything yet as he ought to know. But let him think soberly. Lift up your 2 hands. Ask God for the learner's meekness. Ask God for the meekness of a learner. The answer is right within you. The answer is right within me. Lift up your 2 hands, everyone, and cry out for the meekness of a learner. Cry out for the meekness of a learner.
In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
When Elijah said to Naaman, go to Jordan and dip yourself 7 times, he said, I thought he would come and lay hands on me and call on his God. No. His God, he does anything the way he wants to do it. Kenneth Hagin never laid hands on me. I was in the gallery with my eyes fixed as he began to speak. And I saw with my eyes open, his face changed to like that of a little baby. My God. And I saw oil dripping down from his head, down his cheeks, down to his coat. And something electric was fired into me. I burst into tears and sobbing uncontrollably. And the Lord said to me in the midst of the sorrow, my son David, the baton has been passed over to you. Somebody's living here with a baton this morning. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. Look up here. Every one of us carries all the hidden treasure of wisdom and knowledge that is embedded in Christ in us. We all have the creative mind of Christ to create solutions to unwanted situations of our lives. Maros cano prekteno papalata. I heard the owner of the vineyard saying in Isaiah chapter 5, what will I have done to my vineyard that I have not done to it? What will I have done that I have not done to it? That's what redemption has offered you and me. And not so cracky to know tanamo teni shanglar apolatisa. Everything. Grace to come to ourselves in dealing with the issues around our life. As the prodigal son did, let's receive that grace right now. Grace to come to yourself, for me to come to myself in dealing with any issue of concern in my life and ministry. I receive it. Grace to come to myself in dealing with issues around my life and ministry. I receive it. I receive it. I'll receive it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Now listen. From this time on, you never be found at the same spot 2 years running again. We have a covenant of annual change of level in Christ. Can I tell you how? Isaac sold in that land
and received in the same year 100-fold. The Lord blessed him. He went forward. He walked forward until he became very great, and the Philistines envied him. And we, brethren, as Isaac, are children of promise. These 3 years I came seeking fruit of thee, and I found none. Cut it down. He said, leave it alone this year also. It's an annual thing. There's an annual appraisal that is supposed to result in change of story. Annual. Luke chapter 13, verses 9. It's not normal to be 200 this year and 200 next year and 200 the year after. It's not normal. To be still struggling this year and still be struggling next year. It's not normal. You have a covenant of annual change of story in Christ. It's not normal. I can't talk cuckoo, can't tell no. It's not normal. Go ahead and react. Enough. It's not normal. It's not normal. It's not normal. It's not normal. Arake kokoko parata. Parata tatatata koroto. Embra galatange. Yakarada. Apro kokoko parete. Ezi sarada peketeke reto. Ebro beke tu barada kala. Shagarada aba bababa baba. Ekeku kakaruto. Abarato secreto, embra bayaka kakakata, embobo bobo 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 bo, ezuzuzurada, eklogada. Enough. Aprobike kuku pakataga, bradakano peretizo, embra bayaka rata saga. E plopo popo pengarata sua. E redosha garaba. E mblabarada da. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. As your spiritual depth deepens, your result heightens. So the change must start from within. I refuse to be at the same spiritual level this year as I was last year. I refuse to be. Until you take root downwards, you can't bear fruit upward. It starts from within. Wash the inside of the cup and the outside will be clean also. It starts from within. Lift up your two hands. I decree insatiable hunger and thirst for spiritual things. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I decree your thirst for spiritual things to come alive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is a change in spiritual level that determines our change in levels outside. The word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied. Not the number of disciples multiplied. No, word increase equals multiplication of growth. It begins from word increase. Also, instead of running around and be doing like a general manager, sit down. We'll give ourselves whole little prayers and the ministry of the world. Stop being the accountant and the treasurer and everything and be, confuse your life. Settle down.
I'm not a secret to any account in this ministry today. I did that enough, long time. It's over. Amen. I know nothing about how they are paying for the ark project. No. Stop majoring in your minors. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your spiritual depth that defines your ultimate height. Wake up! Wake up. Wake up. It's time to register as a life student of Christ. As a life student of Christ. As a life student of Christ. It's time to register as a life student of Christ. It's time to register as a life student of Christ. It's time to register. Thank you, Jesus. By the anointing this morning, every yoke of distraction that's contending with your walk with God shall be destroyed. Whatever makes learning an uphill task for you shall be destroyed. He said, bring my books and bring my notes. Learners are note takers. Learners are what? They are not pleasure readers. They are note takers. Learners are note takers. If you are not taking notes, you are not learning. You don't read for pleasure for an exam. You study. You underline. You take note. You review. Everything choking your spiritual life, by the anointing this morning, they are declared destroyed. When you are liberated to learn, you will keep rising. Leaders are potential leaders and not committed learners are great leaders. Wake up! Don't sell off your birthright for a muscle of meat. Don't mistake preaching for depth. 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 God once told me, you are not sent by the people, you are sent to the people.
Wow.
You are not sent by the people, you are sent to the people. Don't raise money, raise men.
Wow.
And you have more money than you ever need for ministry. 1987.
Yes, sir.
1987. People just misplace priorities. They just run around junks.
Yes.
Wake up!
Yes, sir.
You are too much to be hanging around somebody's office. And say, let him wait, I'm coming. You, with all to read, all to listen to, all to hearken to. I wasn't found there as a pastor of 20 people. As a pastor of 10, I wasn't found there. No. Is there any office that will qualify for me to sit down there waiting for someone to see me? The time is not there. It's not there. It's not there. It's not there. Aropoku can katonaka. He said, you have two eyes. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? Anytime you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me. But if you fix your eyes on me, you'll never be ashamed. No man has what God requires to fulfill his assignment in your life. The silver is his and the gold is his. If you let man come between you and God, you have lost your ministry. You have lost your ministry. You won't lose it.
Amen.
You won't lose it.
Amen.
Bring out your bottles of oil. It is to destroy all spiritual yokes that's militating against our spiritual growth, militating against our spiritual impact. All yokes
Sickness, disease inclusive. Oppression of the devil inclusive. But most importantly, every spiritual yoke that's resisting your way forward in your walk with God, affecting the quality of your walk with God, carrying about envy and junk, strife and all kinds of stuff that don't allow for growth. I'd like you to name whatever you consider a challenge. Sleeping while praying. Reading with difficulty. Difficulty. Suffering distractions, self-imposed distractions. Pastors listening to television till they sleep. They keep it on. They wake up and see it. Sky News. All junk news. You wake up and be shooting themselves. Then go to sleep. You're jumping from river to river. You allow it. Take it what you hear.
Yes, sir.
Now, lift up your two hands to heaven and ask God to destroy every form of spiritual yoke that's choking your spiritual growth. Every spiritual yoke that's choking your spiritual growth. Every spiritual yoke that's choking your spiritual growth. Evil thoughts, immoral thoughts, games and gimmicks, busybody in other men's matters. Going about to where you are tolerated, not where you are celebrated. Keeping a wrong company, damaging your destiny. Deliver me, Jesus. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Every prayer infirmity. Every prayer infirmity. Destroy it today in my life. Every form of Laodicean syndrome that made me feel I've gotten what I've not gotten. Deliver me today. Rabala rada rada braktanaro ebrakano sanzagaraba embrogolata embrokolote sialo ashengla rabayate ediza za 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 za. Somebody's praying. Somebody's praying. You are taking it by force. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. We caught the devil finally. When our spiritual captivity is over, our liberty will be established. Brand new day. Brand new day. And brand new day. New spiritual fire in every ministry. New spiritual fire in your life.
new spiritual fire in your home. New spiritual fire in the life of your children. New spiritual fire in the church. New spiritual fire in your ministry. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now the content of your bottles is hereby declared the holy anointing oil. As this comes on your forehead, all spiritual yokes around anyone's life, they are declared destroyed. The root of bitterness is destroyed. It troubles people, your life will no longer be troubled. Bitterness against a growing ministry in your city is over. Bitterness against the growing children of others is over. Bitterness against the prosperity of another ministry is over. Every spiritual siege against anyone's call is destroyed today. The siege of prayerlessness is destroyed. The siege of nonchalant attitude to a life of study is over. The siege of hypocrisy is over. Every weight and every sin that doth easily beset anyone, that hold is destroyed. Everyone lives here into a brand new world. A brand new world of sanctity. A brand new world of integrity. A brand new world of sanctification. In the name of Jesus. Upon arrival, they will know a new man and woman has arrived. Everybody will know a new you has arrived. In the name of Jesus. When Jesus arrived and said, he has anointed me, all eyes were fixed on him. In the name of Jesus, no minister here will be a burden to those who are leading. No one here will be a prayer point to their members. In the name of Jesus. Again, it is declared the holy anointing oil. And so shall it be. It shall be to you the oil of consecration, the oil of breakthroughs, the oil of breaking forth, the oil of next levels, spiritual next levels, physical next levels, ministry next levels, family next levels. Put a little of that oil on your fingertip and say to your forehead and begin to appropriate the prophetic word declared over your life. The siege is over. 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 Begin to declare the siege is over. 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 The siege. Begin to declare it openly. Begin to declare it widely. The siege is over. 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 Every spiritual siege on my life is over. Spiritual siege on the ministry is over. Spiritual siege on my family is over. Siege on my head is over. The siege is over. The siege is over. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new beginning. I celebrate you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, the siege is over. Whatever came in here as an issue is now turned to a miracle. Your long-awaited turnaround in your spiritual life has now taken place. Welcome to your new world of next levels. Welcome to your new world of next levels. And welcome to your new world of next level. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise and get seated.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm sure somebody would like to congratulate your neighbors to your right and to your left. The siege is over. Congratulations, congratulations. And assure your neighbors, I will soon hear good news from you. I'll soon hear good news about you. I will soon hear good news from you. I will soon hear good news about you. Oh, if I'm talking about somebody, that person will shout to the Lord a shout of hallelujah. A shout of hallelujah. To him alone be the glory forever. Let's give Jesus another very big hand for the blessing. The little stuff in my hand can always play to refresh yourself. It's in CDs. Please pick them up at the bookstores in front of the main entrance of the chapel here. It will always be a blessing to you in the precious name of Jesus. Great treasures that we have contacted as we go. They will turn us from trash to treasures in Jesus' name. To God alone be the glory forever. Like to, on the behalf of all of us, sons of the prophets in the house, appreciate God for the diverse blessings that we have received through our spiritual father, who conveyed this meeting and have hosted us and have blessed us at the same time. Do I have a witness in the house? So on the behalf of all of us, both on ground and online, all across the globe, we want to say a very big and deep appreciation to our father, Bishop David Oyedepo, for being such a blessing to us. And at the same time, our dearly beloved mother, who has created environment for us, all of us, to be blessed. To him alone be the glory forever. In Jesus' precious name. Don't forget to get the books as well. Both the ones that have been packaged in all of the topical areas of what we have been introduced to this morning, or in the segments of the topics. They are all available out there at the bookstore. Let us rise to our feet, giving more thanks and praise to our God for such tremendous blessings that we have encountered. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. To you alone be glory forever in Jesus' wonderful name. It's not too late to register. If you have not done that, please make sure you do so. Now, let's receive final blessings as we joyfully receive our Father again. Let's give God a big hand.
We the blessings of the Lord.
We the blessings of the Lord.
Amen. Every year shall be new levels for me. And it's starting from this year. It's starting from now. In the name of Jesus. Again, I'd like to, by the signal of the Holy Spirit, emphasize that teaching on redefining the ministry of the gospel. Please run through it again. Check through those scriptures again and reposition accordingly. Reposition accordingly. No one has capacity to rewrite the Bible. Any interpretation outside the Holy Ghost interpretation is something to check. And it won't take anything that's contrary to his word. Please get back to it and let new passion begin to burn in your heart. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that torment to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Go with renewed passion for souls. Receive the reconciliator's grace, reconciling the world back to God. Your star will never go down. Your star will never go down. I decree God's hand upon everyone going back. No issues. No concerns. Driving, you are safe. Flying, you are safe. On the waters, you are safe. Your arrival will stir joy and rejoicing. Miracles will start happening upon your arrival. It shall be clear the hand of God is upon you in the name of Jesus. New life in every ministry. New light in every altar. New dawn on every life. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Your best days are still ahead. Your best days are still ahead. Your best days are still ahead. You have seen something, but you have not seen anything yet. God is taking you somewhere. He's taking you somewhere. That if you are told right now where he's taking you to, you may not even believe. But he's taking you somewhere. The strange works and the strange hands of God will go with you. The strange works and the strange hands of God will go with you. In the name of Jesus. I'd like you to know I love you all. And all I'm waiting for is testimonies of next levels. I must get from you. You will also get from me. We shall be encouraging one another till we arrive on the seats of glory. No one shall be missing on the seats of glory. We shall make heaven together. Everyone will make it with his own family. Your children will be there. Your grandchildren will be there. Your great grandchildren will be there. Good news. No one dies young here. Serving the Lord in truth and indeed entitles believers to long life.
Yes, sir.
Everyone appointed to death by the schemes of the wicked is rescued today. As your days, so shall your strength be. No one here will bury any of their children. The last assault anyone among us suffered is the last we ever know. Receive grace to keep smiling at the storms. Receive grace to keep smiling at the storm. And so shall it be. Be blessed. Remain blessed. And stay blessed. In the name of Jesus. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship?
Somebody still clapping for the Lord.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.